Scott Fitzgerald won by a margin of more than 10,000 votes, but political newcomer Lori Compass came 10,000 votes closer to beating Fitzgerald than his most recent Democratic opponent in the 2010 election. Compass says despite her defeat, the voters who supported her aren't going away. She says they'll work to block bills sponsored by the national conservative group, the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC.
I certainly think we're going to be a thorn in the side of Senator Fitzgerald moving forward. I mean, honestly, we are going to be watching him, and we are going to be watching ALEC. We really don't like the idea of legislation coming from outside. I just want to keep this good spirit alive.
But Senator Fitzgerald says he plans to keep the spirit of Governor Scott Walker's reforms alive. He told a crowd of supporters it's time for Democrats to put their campaign signs back in the garage and work with Republicans, not against them. His priorities include passing a new mining bill to bring more jobs to the state and passing a law to make recall elections more difficult to launch. He says he's ready to work with Democratic leaders despite the past year and a half of rancor. But he says it may take voters longer to bury the hatchet.
As far as neighbors and friends and all that, no, it's going to take some time. I mean, I think it's definitely been a divided state. It's going to be part of moving beyond Act 10.
But it's not clear Democrats are ready to give up on efforts to repeal parts of Act 10 that restrict union bargaining rights. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.